The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and family closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Delp,
Melissa Delp,
Katie Pills,
Ryan Pills,
and Matt Ryan.
In the house! So let's welcome Matt officially. Matt Ryan is the trade show manager for Bezier Games. Matt, welcome officially to the house.
Thank you all. Thank you all for having me.
Thanks for joining. I know, yeah, first ever, right?
The others are dead.
In the
action.
Now they are.
Keep
it secret. So we've been having all kinds of fun. As our listeners well know, Bezier is one of our show sponsors, and we had the privilege of hanging out today and getting to see some really cool stuff that's coming down the pipe.
Yep.
We're probably going to have to edit this because I'm going to keep saying things that I'm not supposed
to talk about.
Super secrets.
Right. Just cut it out, Ben. We'll let you know. So let's just start with this afternoon. We met Matt. He came in. Where are you from, Matt?
I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. Originally grew up in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, go Knoxville.
Bucks. Yeah, moved to Knoxville about 8 years ago with my wife. Met Ted and Tony about a year ago.
Cool.
And started with Bezier Games. It's been a dream ever since.
Awesome. So Matt came into town this afternoon. We got to hang out and do lunch.
Yeah, Tipsy Taco.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you enjoy that? Shrimp taco was on point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recommended that.
I will say credit for it.
Ryan knows his tacos. No disputing that fact. And then you guys hung out in the afternoon. Tell us a little bit about what you and Kevin did today.
So we got to test the Whistle Stop expansion, the Rocky Mountain expansion. What'd you guys think?
Oh, I really enjoyed it. I love cube pushers. I love Euros. And Whistle Stop has lots
and
of
trains.
Choices. Yeah. And trains. So the, lots of goodness.
So the funny thing is I never played Whistle Stop before. And one of my friends found out, and it was my birthday, and he said, I'm going to get you Whistle Stop. So I was able to play Whistle Stop before we played the expansion.
Yeah, just like two nights ago, we played Whistle Stop. And then
no connection, didn't know that you were going to have the opportunity to play the expansion?
Yeah, I knew Matt was coming.
All right, cool.
Matt didn't show up today.
No. He meant the gift.
I meant the gift.
The gift. He asked me between two games.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Good job. So good gift giving.
Yeah, it was cool. So we got to play Whistle Stop, which I really enjoyed, just the gameplay of Whistle Stop, building those routes, getting the right cubes, and although we learned what some of those cubes were, so we got there's steel.
Yes, instead of just like white and
I have the white
gray.
Cube.
Yeah. They have names.
They're resources. They're important
they
resources.
Are important resources.
Yeah, and the expansion adds a 3D element to the board. You actually stack tiles on top of each other, so when you're going through the mountains, it is actually higher than the rest of the board.
So it brings some cool, some new things into it, and maybe even adds some stuff like you can get gold in the original game, but here in the Rocky Mountain expansion, you can get gold in those mountains. And it's fun because I got a certain, what are the wheels they're called?
Upgrades.
I got a certain upgrade that was let me trade my coal in for gold.
Oh, nice.
It was really cool.
The alchemist tile? What is that?
Kevin beat me because he had a few extra gold tiles.
It was a slim margin. It was a very slim margin.
So, Matt, did you let them win? Is that part of your job?
Oh, they kicked my butt.
Did they?
Yeah. They kicked my butt in and out. I came up one turn short of a couple things I needed to do, and so they just ran away with it.
Yeah, they've been known to do that. That's
pretty
cool.
We enjoy playing those Euro games. So I would say if you enjoy Whistle Stop, then I would totally recommend getting the Rocky Mountain expansion when it comes out at Gen Con.
Oh, yeah, Gen Con this year.
Gen Con 2018. And if you have never played Whistle Stop, what are you doing? Go to the store and get it now.
Cool, so you have a copy you'll be bringing it next week so we can play it.
Yeah, we can play Whistle Stop, sure. Cool. It goes up to 5 players, so we can definitely play a game of Whistle Stop.
Awesome.
And then we'll have to wait for Gen Con to get the expansion.
Shucks.
Unless something happens in, like, Matt, like, what happened to Whistle Stop?
Hey, you can buddy-buddy up with Phoebe. You're welcome to shot. She's very sweet.
That's true.
So then after that, you guys headed back over to our place.
After we stopped for dinner.
Oh, for dinner.
Before
we
stopped.
Was that a tasty treat as well that we need to hear
we
about?
We went to, I think, Matt Lakes.
Oh,
I love Five Guys. Yeah, they suggested it, and the light went on. I'm like, let's do it.
So, yeah, a good burger at Five Guys, and we came to the real Tantrum House.
That's right. So, full-on game night. And we busted out something I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, and yeah. then we played One Night Out to Know. What's it called?
Werewords.
Werewords
Deluxe. Deluxe Edition.
Deluxe Edition.
Everybody was like,
no one wants to say it. There was a secret game that we played.
People already know about Werewords.
Oh, okay.
We played a secret title before that we're keeping on the down low. It's gonna be coming out on Kickstarter hopefully sometime in May. So keep your eyes out for it. But these guys got a special sneak preview.
We'll definitely talk it up
when it's time.
When we're allowed to talk, you will hear about it.
Come to us as your source for number one.
They'll have to replay the video and have commentary over it because there was a lot of things that they didn't see each other were doing. I'm sure they'll have a thing or two to say about it.
Oh, I can't wait. That'll be awesome. Yeah. And then we played the deluxe edition of Werewords. So that adds, give us the quick rundown spiel on that.
So that one's going to add some new roles to the game and also add a couple new ways to play the game. So it's going to play from 2 players all the way up to 20 players, which is a little different than original. Original was playing about 4 to 10.
Okay.
So this gives it a broader range to play, and then also it adds some new roles in there. So when you're scaling the game, it will scale properly to still be a lot of fun. So we added some roles like the thing that goes bump in the night. All he does is wake up and tap someone next to him. But when you start getting into the 20 people, it's really important you have roles and not just a bunch of villagers, because that wouldn't be very exciting.
Yeah. Right. And you get to tap that person, so you kind of know what their role is, which is cool. And then sometimes you just get bumped multiple times in the night and don't know why you're getting bumped.
But are you allowed to? Like, I was going to say, excited to be like,
that's because Sarah,
like,
there's no fake bumping. The first time we played, I was the thing.
Okay.
And I didn't know that the app was going to tell me when I was supposed to tap somebody. So in between,
I'm just
people
getting
were
like left and right.
So I tapped Will, and then like 2 people later in the app, it told me, "Oh, the thing is supposed to tap." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm doing it again to make sure."
The funny thing is, so Larry, the intern, was there playing. He was the mayor, and he was the one like standing up, picking the roll. And I thought he had leaned over and poked me just for the fun of it. And I was like, "Why is he poking me?" And then 20 seconds later, Sarah's poking me. And I'm like, "Ah!" So confused.
But the speed round's kind of fun. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, so it's also got this new version called Speed Word. So it cuts it down from a 4-minute game into a 2-minute game. And what it's going to put up for you, it's going to put a Wheel of Fortune-esque puzzle where you're going to see a couple, where you're going to see a character, one character, however many times it repeats, as well as a blank puzzle so you can see how many characters are in each word. But it only lasts 2 minutes, so you have half the amount of time to get to the word. So,
and everybody still has the same roles.
Yeah,
so werewolves are still trying to throw you off, and the werewolves actually get to pick which letter appears for everybody. Mm-hmm. I picked like this U in the middle of the word, and it was off.
It totally threw us off.
Groundhog Day, and you only have a U, that's a tough one to get to.
We were trying so hard. Like, if I hadn't been the seer that round, I would have just spent the entire time trying to figure out what the word was, because I couldn't see just a part of it, and I'm like, I can figure this out, but I'm terrible at spelling, so it would have been a really bad idea. But I thought it was like it added like a really interesting
dynamic. You were the seer?
I wasn't that But it added this really interesting dynamic because people actually asked less questions because they were more concerned with trying to figure it out themselves with just that one letter, which I think is almost impossible.
So my other choices were Superman 3.
Oh, wow.
A lot of movies, huh?
It would have been like, it would probably have 3 different boxes, right? For Superman 3.
Superman's one word, I think.
No, but Superman, and then for the Roman numeral 3.
That would have been a total.
If you clicked the I, it would have showed you all 3 of the I's.
Okay.
But it would have just left a 3 blank at the
end. I know. I was like, I ain't doing Superman 3. That would have been terrible.
It would have. It would have been so hard to guess that one because you'd think that was a whole nother word.
Yeah, and then there was another one, and I was like, I don't know who that person. Oh, it was a person. And I was like, that's going to be hard. So I was like, Groundhog Day.
I was glad to be the werewolf on that one.
Yeah, it was just the perfect letter to pick.
Very cool.
That was cool. We had a lot of fun with that. That was the word from our sponsor. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Let's go ahead and roll into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption!
All All right, so this episode we are talking about 7 games coming to Kickstarter the week of April 16th, 2018. And the first one I'm going to talk about is The Pirate's Flag, and this is from publisher Card Lords. And this one has some interesting, good illustrations and artwork. You start off with a pirate ship, and you are moving your ship through a snake-like river ocean, trying to get to the flag. And on your way there, you may hit some obstacles or places to pick up cards that you'll be able to use later in the game. And then once you pick up the flag, then it's a free-for-all trying to get race back to the starting point. And you will encounter other ships, and everyone's trying to grab the flag and steal it from each other.
Capture the flag sort of feel.
It's a roll and move.
So the first half is roll and move.
Can you see where the flag is from the beginning of the game? Okay, so everybody's racing to get there.
Yes.
Okay. All right, got it.
Yes, the first half is roll and move, although it's...
Well, the whole thing is roll and move, but...
Well, yeah, I guess there's way to mitigate your rolls and take actions on the way back. From once the flag has been picked up by somebody.
Right, so really what you're trying to do is pick up a bunch of cool, helpful cards on the way down to the flag, get the flag, and then get out of there before anybody else can battle you. So anytime another player lands on your space, you're rolling against each other to see who gets the higher roll, and then if you escape with the flag, you're trying to get back as fast as you can.
So did you and one of your sons do a review of this?
Yeah, I think me and Lincoln did the review on this, and I think it's probably or will be live by the time this goes live. It's a fun little game, I think, for that age group. So somewhere... Like, you got to be able to read, because there's plenty of text on all the cards.
Okay.
But probably, like, the 8 to 14 or something age category. That's, I think, the style of illustration and the type of game that it would, appeal to. It looks pretty cute.
Cool. Yeah. Kevin, what do you have?
So, I'm talking about a game from City of Games. It is called City of Kings. Actually, a reprint of City of Kings, which was Kickstartered back last year. It raised a couple hundred thousand pounds. And it is a 1-4 player... Almost like a Gloomhaven-type game where you are venturing through and vanquishing enemies and things like that. It's got some role-playing in it. There's like 7 stories in the game. The box is pretty big, and I think they're probably going to do pretty well in this one as they reprint. But not only will they be reprinting City of Kings, they will be adding another game with it in the same universe, and it's called, Melissa...
It's called Vidoran Gardens, and it's a small little box that has the cutest little creature on it that kind of looks like a fox.
Slash kitten, maybe?
It kind of looks like
slash panda.
Fox slash kitten. Oh,
it, like a red panda.
A red panda.
It is really adorable, and it makes you think that this is going to be a super light filler game that you're like, aww. And then you actually get into it, and it is a tile placement hand management game that is very thinky.
It is surprisingly complex for such a small, cute game.
So you're trying to create these paths, and it has specific rules about how you're going to score. You need a certain number of kind of clay areas and grass and water, and there's certain icons on them, so you only score if you get 3 of the little animals in the grass or 3 of the statues, and you're placing 1 card at a time that has a 9 grid on it, 3x3?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. But there's rules about which types of cards you can play on your turn. So, I can only play one with the green symbol out of my hand, and next turn I can only play one with the blue symbol, so you can kind of see 2 plays ahead. So you have to kind of be mentally, like, people actually on their turn will start laying out their cards trying to see if it will match up.
And there's rules for placement too. It's not like you can just place your card wherever you want. It has to be in a certain spot with a certain vertical depth.
Right. So I think the thinkiness and kind of what takes it out of the filler realm is the number of rules and just specifications of how you have to play your cards and how they're going to score, which makes you have to really think ahead from turn to turn. It was still fun to Katie, you played it, right?
I did. I've thought about it several times and keep thinking, I'm gonna play that again.
I mean,
I really liked it. I was getting that analysis paralysis where I was like, oh no, if I choose this one now, I don't think I'll be able to connect it to my next thing because I don't know what my next, you know, the next requirement's gonna be for playing and, you know, so, and then it'll like flip over a card and it's like the next tile you play has to be played, you know, upside down. And I'm like, oh, wow. That totally threw off all of my plans because none of my tiles I chose for going upside down.
Or you have to play two cards at the same time.
Yeah. So you really, like, your plans have to really shuffle around and it keeps you really thinking. And I really like tile placement. So
how many players is it?
It is 2 to 4 players, and it says it plays in about 20 to 40 minutes, but that probably depends on how much
analysis
thinking.
I know. It was I caused it to go long.
Kevin and I did a video of this, so you can actually see a little bit of the art and the gameplay on our YouTube channel. Katie, what do you have?
All right. Well, I am looking at Haven, and this is a 2-player game. So for all you people out there who are always looking for 2-player games, this is one to check out.
You know who you are.
Yeah. I actually get a lot of questions about what's good 2-player games. And I'm like, well, there's a few out there, but you should find a gaming group. but anyway, so for all you people who don't have a regular gaming group, 2-player game, it is a pretty quick game. It says it's going to play in 30 to 45 minutes. The idea of this game is that there is this mystical forest, and one player is playing as like these like settlers or industrialists, and they are like bringing in iron and machines into the forest, and they're trying to control the forest through force. The other player plays as the animals and the spirits of the forest, and they are trying to protect their realm.
So this is Fern Gully the game?
Yes! Kind of. Wow.
No, I was talking like Lord of the Rings, Two Towers sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Smash up.
The illustrations look like it might be a little more like Fern Gully.
Is this coming from Red Raven Games?
It is. It's coming from Red Raven Games.
I thought so. They have really cool artwork.
Yes, it does look like there's a lot of beautiful colors and art here, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of area control and area influence, depending on what kind of cards you use. And it's going to be hand management. And you're trying to, as you're trying to play these cards, you're trying to control these different things. And there's these different action cards that allow you to do certain actions. But if you ever run out of a pile of those action cards, it ends the game. So then just whoever's controlling the most territory, but there apparently there's also set collection in here. So it, although it's kind of an area control game, there's also a lot of other factors involved. So it's cool. Not just straight area control. But it looks like it'll be kind of interesting. Really pretty art.
They usually do pretty well with their Kickstarters.
Yeah. So interested in a 2-player game. This is Haven. And it is by Red Raven Games. So. Ryan, what do you got?
Coming April 17th from Thunderworks Games is Dual Powers Revolution 1917 from designer Brett Myers. This is a game about the Soviet Revolution, excuse me, where you are either the Soviets, the Reds, or the government, the whites, and you're fighting against each other, and whoever has the most support by the end of the game wins. So you're trying to use, it says, political action, social maneuvering, and military conflict.
Is it 2-player?
To accomplish. Is it a 2-player game as well?
I believe so.
You guys just have the 2-player games tonight.
I guess so.
And I'm not quite sure how it all plays. There are some pictures of the cards. It looks like you can have different Soviet leaders cards, and there's some action cards in there. The board has some area control element to it. So area control, hand management, maybe a little bit of deduction. The thing that really stands out about this game is it just has some really sharp art.
Cool.
Like that Soviet era artwork. It looks really cool. I recommend you check it out.
Cool.
It's Dual Powers Revolution 1917 from Thunderworks Games, coming April 17th. and Will.
So coming sometime in the month of April is Planet of the Apes, the miniature game. Apparently, this is the 50th anniversary of the Planet of the Apes.
It is.
Wow. It's been around that long?
I feel like I was around when the first one came out, but I'm glad to say that I was not. I feel like that would have been
unless needed. You're older. Never mind.
I'm an old spirit. It is a 1-4 player game. It's basically a battle control, territory control battle game, dice and cards. But it looks like it's going to have a bunch of super awesome ape minis as well as like soldier minis. And so you can play as either one of those factions.
Okay.
And then the coolest part about the game is that it's three-dimensional in that you have these like trees that are in the middle of the board.
I've seen this.
Yeah, and they go up multiple levels. So you can be like, it looks like battling it out on like the base level of the tree or in the tree top.
Like the Battle of Endor.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. Something like that.
Wait, that's the wrong movie.
Yeah, lots of those coming in. So if you're a fan of this IP, it looks like it's going to be a potentially solid battle and control game.
Cool.
And obviously the pieces for it look super, super cool. You've also got this like tableau kind of thing where you're managing your resources and your team and everything else. But
can you be Charlton Heston?
Because that's like so. A big this draw for this me. Miniature looks like it might be him, as well as this one ape is celebrating his 50th birthday or something. I don't know.
But. Do they encourage you to do like a lot of overacting?
Because
yes. That is something I'm also looking
key
for
the
in Planet of the Apes.
Do you know who the company is?
I do not, actually. Okay. The designer is Hervé Sagnier.
Oh, and you said that so well.
I did, didn't I? And the publisher is WYSIWY or WYSIWY.
Oh, yeah.
Check that one out. I don't know. The IP looks really sharp, so hopefully the gameplay will be epic as well, and it'll be lots of fun. Sarah, do you have another one to look at?
I have another one. This one is an expansion to an existing game. The expansion is Kitchen Rush Piece of Cake, and this is from Artipia Games with designer David Turksey. Matt has played the base game, Kitchen Rush. Can you tell just a brief overview of that game, if you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. So it came out at Essen last year, and it is a sand timer worker placement. So when you place your workers in this one, it's actually going to be a little sand timer. And you don't get to complete your action until the sand is completely ran out. So you're really on the edge of your seat watching your timer, and you're waiting for it to get done so you can do what you do, because there's other people depending on you to get done with what you get done before they can start or finish what they need to do.
And it's a whole game real time? Or mm-hmm. is it?
Yeah, it's pretty much an operating
in real time. And it's a cooperative game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're trying to run a kitchen. You're trying to successfully run a kitchen. So
interesting. Do you have more than one timer or just one?
Each player gets one timer, but occasionally, depending on who's what game you're playing, you can get extra timers as like a server comes in.
Cool.
Different things happen.
That sounds real fun.
Yeah, so the expansion is called Piece of Cake, and as you can guess, this adds new orders to the game with desserts. It also adds ice cream mini orders, and then it also adds some ingredients to the base game, cream and fruit. And then
does your ice cream melt?
I don't know.
As the timer goes out, your ice cream is melting.
And then it also adds a new hourglass that allows
there
for a specialist worker who can do better or improved actions from the base game. So, if you already have Kitchen Rush or you think this expansion will add some more depth to this game, check out Kitchen Rush Piece of Cake from Artipia Games coming April 16th.
Cool. All right, so we haven't played any of our Couples Collision games in a while.
Oh, we haven't.
Oh, what? Have you prepared one?
I thought we might try something a little crazy and different. This is totally unfair to Matt and Matt. We've known you for like 4 hours. They've been good hours, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Quality hours.
Covered a lot of ground here.
I said it's been more like 8-9 hours.
8 or 9. Double.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It does. So I have some random questions here about each of us as a couple.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So we're Matt?
That's right.
Okay, so I get to put my foot in my mouth.
This is going to be great. Right. You're going to be great.
Awesome.
No pressure. I think our audience will probably enjoy this more than anybody else, because I'm hoping that they've learned enough about us now that they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's totally X.
Okay,
so you've got the pills, you've got the delps, and you've got the meadows. Well, I'm going to give you just like a statement, and you point to whichever couple you think it applies to, and then we'll all laugh out loud. It'll be
all right. Sounds great.
So will the audience know who he picked?
Well, we'll have to say it out loud
when he points.
All right. So, Matt, first couple's collision question. Which couple has been married the longest?
It's the Delps. He pointed to the Delps, and that was correct.
That is correct. You nailed it. Way to go. All right, let's see if I can throw you off with this one.
All right.
Which couple is the oldest?
We need Ben to throw in the back.
Thank you for putting me right under a bus on that one. I appreciate it.
No pressure.
I'm going to go only with you because you have...
Because I'm an old soul, right?
Yeah, exactly. You were born when Planet of the Apes came out, so I'm going to go with you.
It only makes sense. So I think Kevin must have his beat by a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
But not by much.
But he guessed the Meadows.
Yeah, he has to alternate. You can't just keep hitting the Delta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me change the order of these questions real quick.
What? You didn't just tell. No, I'm just kidding.
Kevin's 38.
We have no idea. Melissa is 28.
There you go.
Sure. Yeah.
That's only beaten us by two, though. So that was a hard one to know. Okay. You've seen several of our collections. Who do you think owns the most board games?
Do you know the answer to that, Will?
We'll find out.
I'm actually going to go with the only collection I haven't seen. I'm going to go with Ryan over here. It's having the.
I have no idea. So how many games do you guys think you own?
I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure Kevin and Melissa own more games
than
everybody.
That was going to be my guess.
Kevin and Melissa.
I thought we were at 250.
No. Sorry, Melissa.
And you're only 20.
A lot of games have come in the mail in the last
I think
Kevin and Melissa can't be the answer to every question, right?
Yeah.
Is this like a trash?
He's usually in superlatives here.
What's happening is he's getting you in like a...
You're just going to assault it always?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready? Question number 4. If you were to get in a fight, which couple would you want as your wingman?
Oh my, this is hard.
Is there a right answer?
But I don't think this came up in the conversations during the day today.
There was no fighting going on.
Is someone here a combat expert? Is that what I'm like getting out of this question?
Possibly.
Someone knows some sort of taekwondo or something?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep sticking with my like you're ragging on.
It worked.
It wasn't Kevin and Melissa. No. Which they get? What did you get?
Yeah, it's been the answer every other time.
It seems like a kung fu master.
No, I have too many other hobbies.
We actually teach karate, and all of our boys study karate as well. I also may have a CWP right now. Just kidding.
Okay.
So, right.
But if you want someone who will fight dirty, we'll fight dirty.
Okay. All right. I was gonna say there's no way to verify which one of these is gonna.
So the question is like, who do you want to fight? Physically might be Will and Sarah, but like
mentally,
you know,
we gotta define the fight.
Break you down.
Kevin could make people disappear, distract them with his magic.
That's right.
There was no wrong answer to that one, so good
job. Okay. I just wanted to fight on my way out of the house, like walking out. Someone's like, "You didn't
hit me." We have to make sure we're letting the listeners know
surprise.
Who he's pointing to.
Oh, this is true. Good job, Kate. Keep us on track.
I'm trying.
Okay. Which couple is most likely to know what a gish is? G-I-S-H.
Do you know what it is?
That's what I was going to say. I would be more inclined to
yes if
I knew
question.
What that was.
Did I ask you all beforehand?
Nah.
We're going to go with the Meadows.
Okay, it's not us. Do you know what it is, Ryan?
He's the most likely. Talking about the Gish characters in like D&D.
Yeah?
Yes.
I didn't know either.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say Melissa.
I have no idea.
Like, I haven't but been at that.
It was either Ryan or Melissa on that one.
So I should re-Google it because that will sound dumb. But a Gish character is basically like a mix-up of, do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Before I say what it is incorrectly.
It's like a mix of magic and martial together. It's Gish.
Okay.
Yeah. There it is. See, I was confident that Ryan would know what that was.
Yes.
I don't know why they call it Gish, though. Like, I don't know.
Ryan and Katie are RPGers.
But like Eldritch Knight, that's a Gish character.
Okay, that makes sense. I got it now. That's an interesting... I haven't heard Gish for it.
Matt plays D&D.
I do.
So,
second edition to fifth edition. I kind of lacked out for a little bit.
Are there certain characters that you like to play?
I'm a junkie for bards and monks.
Okay.
I don't know. Cool. They're fun. They're more entertaining than almost any other class. It's like everybody else is just hitting stuff or casting spells. Yeah, they get to do some fun, neat stuff.
I've been playing a bard in my current game, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so just entertaining.
He just kind of break out in song randomly.
Occasionally.
He does. And he usually chooses
different than real life?
Really songs that are really funny in the situation. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I try to say, like, I'm... singing Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, but in the medieval way.
Nice.
You got your liar there. Gregorian chant style.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, love it.
but played on a mandolin.
Right, yes. Exactly. What do you have to roll to be able to successfully do that? Is that
okay? Like
it's an automatic thing for a bard.
Yeah, it's a bard. That's what he does.
He's just good at singing.
Other questions?
All right, final question. Matt, which couple is better at board games?
I'm gonna vote for myself on that one. Yeah, my wife in spirit.
We'll vote for you guys.
So as we start to wrap up, tell us just a little bit more about some of the things that are next on your horizon. I know you're going to visit a couple other people, and then you'll be at some conventions. Give us kind of the peer into the future.
Yeah, so I'm going to be continuing through and hitting up a couple more reviewers and letting them get sneak peeks of the stuff you guys got some sneak peeks on. And then I'm going to be heading right into convention season, where we will be going to a lot of trade shows and conventions. Conventions I hope to see everybody out at. Anytime you want to swing by the Bezier booth, come by and say hi. I'd love to meet and see tons of you guys. So, it's going to be a really, really good time. It's going to be a busy year for us. We got a lot of good titles coming out. And I can't wait till you guys can talk about our secret stuff that we got to show you guys today.
We want to talk about it, too.
I know. It's so exciting. But when that time comes, I'm really, really excited because I get to talk about it, too, to everybody.
Cool. And you're going
to
go see Tony and Marty.
Rolling Dice.
Rolling Dice. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yep,
some of our
friends. That's going to be, I think, that's Thursday. That'll be this Thursday. I'm going to go visit them.
Cool.
You have to, like, steal one of their moon pies for us.
Moon pies?
Oh, absolutely. I'll steal a box.
A whole box. I'm sure they have a stash. Yes. Yeah.
And then what's the next big convention you're going to? Is that Origins?
Origins is the next. Geekway to the West is a pretty big one. It started picking up some steam, so it's starting to get up there. But Origins is the next really major one. And being from Ohio as well, it's always nice to go back and visit and say hi to everybody.
Cool. Well, we will definitely catch you when we're there and say hi. Maybe we can grab a bite or something like that.
Yeah, play some games, of course.
Oh, yeah, even better idea. Well, cool. I think that pretty much wraps it up for us, unless we have any other crazy stuff to announce.
Nope.
I'm always looking at Kevin, and I got the note. So thank you guys so much for joining us.
What?
No, Melissa gave us the nope.
Our YouTube contest.
Our YouTube contest is still going live.
Yes.
And what do people have to do to enter that?
So they need to go, there's a link in the description in the YouTube video I just posted, and it's through.
What video is that?
Wait, tell us about it, Melissa, while I look this up.
On Kevin's coming to Kickstarter videos that he posts twice a month, the end of April video has a link in the description to our website. And it has a Gleam contest on there.
Gleam contest. And they still just need to be a YouTube subscriber, but they need to confirm that subscription through Gleam.
So we have your email address and we can contact you.
Yeah, so we can actually contact them.
So we're trying to hit 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah, we're at 9,600 right now.
9,600?
So wow.
So we'll be long. We'll be there. We'll be giving away prizes.
Supposedly 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah. So
in the future,
and the contest goes through.
Yeah, the contest will go through at the end of April. So they have to the end of April. Even if we hit 10,000, we'll still.
All right, so end of April, we're drawing names.
Yes.
If you want to win one of our 10 games that we're giving away, are we doing bundles? We're doing a vast bundle, I think.
We're doing the vast bundle.
Okay.
10 lucky winners will receive a board game each or a board game bundle each.
So subscribe now, tell your friends so we can hit the goal and get you some cool prizes out there.
Cool.
And I think that'll wrap it up.
That wraps it up.
All right. So thank you guys so much for joining us. We will catch you next time. See ya.
Bye.
We
always wave.
Listen, we always wave.
Always wave.
Like they can see us waving.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you.